Good day. I'm Stephen Anurag for Auroville Radio, and I'm with Mr. Luigi, the convener of the General Body Conference, which happened today at Auroville. Good evening, sir.
Yes, good evening.
How was your experience for this seminar?
Yes, first I would like to clarify, I'm not the only convener. This has been convened by the International Zone Coordination Team. And it's part of a series of general meeting in which we try to awake participatory planning, participatory unfolding of energies. And the experience, for me, it has been very positive. I'll see from what I heard around the awareness that the international zone development, unfolding of energy, and participatory aspect, I think has been in the atmosphere. Now there are hundreds of little fine-tuning of things to improve. That's part of the job, but I have the impression that the wide and deep concern is coming together. And this is what it was the target, no? To create awareness that the international zone is not sleeping anymore, to create the space for people to participate, and to create a platform for applied research. These are some of the main themes which we have touched.
It looks so unique where in Auroville you're providing a space for international center where countries around the world represent their culture, their food, their standards of living, their way of living, everything, and they would influence exchange. So how well will Auroville sustain these ideas?
Yeah, in fact, it seems a contradiction because being Auroville already an international township or a universal township, why an international zone? Mother herself have been very specific. Through the pavilions, you have two learning opportunity. One is to learn your own roots, your own soul of the country. And second is to share this with other a human fellow. So it's becoming fundamentally a universal campus, isn't it? Which is part of the larger campus that Auroville represents. Furthermore, it is also a bridge of the experience of Auroville, not to be umbilical, not to be provincial, not to be self-centered, but to bridge with the world. So the experience we do here, we have to be able to pulsate in unison as one with the earth and not to isolate in our lovely paradise.
So this would even break the barriers, the borders among nations, and would bring the concept of world citizenship, oneness, unity among nations.
Very well said, very well said. And this is the core, because in fact, today the world is going through tremendous pressure, a lot of suffering, all the countries. And at the same time, never the sense of human unity has been so spread out. To know the depth and the genius of a country, the roots, and to be able to share and recognize the same in another country is the fundamental approach to avoid tension, isn't it?
Yes.
Because we have so many prejudices,
yes,
in other countries.
All kinds of prejudices.
And it's a big suffering nowadays for the entire world. So, for example, I give you an example. Here we have the Tibetan pavilion, we have the Indian pavilion. Through their activity, but also through the people presence,
yes,
we feel the depth and the diversity at the same time. And then you are at home. I never learned so much about Tibet after all these years, or about India after all the different activities they have done. So I feel Mother gave us a vision which is really what's really in advance, how to take concrete steps to counteract the force of destruction, the force of death, the force of obscurity with a work on the soil of the country. And all countries have shades and have lights. But it's by acknowledging the light, then we can do a positive work.
So I hope this international zone would be an umbrella for humanities around the world, and it would generate, promote sustainable living, peace and love, faith and hope among various communities of the world. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Very well, sir.